I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Thailand launched an anti-drug campaign in 2003. Authorities targeted suspected drug dealers and users nationwide. By the time the campaign ended, more than 2,500 people were dead. The operation drew international condemnation. Now the Thai government is reviving its controversial war on drugs. Orlando de Guzman reports from Bangkok.
5 years ago, Thai police conducted a sting operation against a small-time drug dealer in a crowded market in Bangkok. The operation seemed like a success. Undercover cops stopped the suspect's car, handcuffed and arrested him, and confiscated 6,000 methamphetamine pills. The suspect's wife and son remained in the car during the arrest. What happened next is the subject of a stalled investigation. Witnesses say police opened fire on the car, killing the suspect's 9-year-old son, Nong Fluk. Nong Fluk's uncle says the police initially admitted to killing the boy, but no one's ever been prosecuted. The boy's mother, Ponwipa, survived the shooting, but eyewitnesses say armed men immediately dragged her away, and she hasn't been heard from since. The uncle says he believes she was probably killed.
In my opinion, I think Ponwipa was killed because she's only eyewitness to the death of Nong Fluk.
In the first 15 days of the anti-drug operation, more than 500 people were killed. The campaign enjoyed widespread public support. The nightly news showed footage of bullet-riddled bodies and announced the fatalities with the urgency of rallying stock prices. But authorities put an end to the daily tallies when the death toll started to climb too quickly. Sunai Pasok is with Human Rights Watch Asia.
What happened in 2003, according to a government-appointed fact-finding committee, they came very close to calling it crimes against humanity, given the scale of violations that took place over the period of 3 months in 2003.
By the time the campaign ended, over 2,600 people were dead. Police blamed the deaths on rival drug gangs trying to finish each other off. Sunai Pasok says only 3 cases were ever properly investigated, including the case of Nong Fluk. And even in those cases, police refused to cooperate.
Officers who have been accused of committing violation of human rights in those 3 cases simply refused to turn up to testify to the Justice Ministry. That in itself is a testimonial evidence that we cannot expect justice.
A government-appointed panel later concluded that nearly half of those killed were not involved in drugs. Krysak Chunhawun is an opposition lawmaker. He says a leaked official document provides damning evidence against the government. He revealed the document on the Australian television network, SBS.
This is an order from the Permanent Secretary from the Ministry of Interior. It says instructions here. Those who sell and produce drugs should be treated either arrested and imprisoned, dies from extrajudicial killing, or dies from other reasons. This is an order to kill.
The government brushes off the allegations, saying the document was just a piece of history. It sticks to its version that those killed died in rival gang wars. And it's a version of the story that the Thai public seems to have accepted. The current government is banking that this new anti-drugs campaign will enjoy the same kind of public support.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
During the 2-hour ceremony this month launching the new campaign, there was no mention of the killings in 2003. The closest reference was in a speech by Thailand's Deputy Prime Minister, Somchai Wongsawat, who absolved the police of wrongdoing.
I never believed that police officers killed anybody. If anyone dies from the gun of a policeman, we have our criminal laws to deal with that. Our courts will tell them if they are innocent or guilty.
The event was attended by loyal supporters of Thailand's former Prime Minister, Thaksin Shinawat, the driving force behind the country's first war on drugs. Thaksin was ousted in a military coup in 2006, but he's now back in Thailand, and many of his allies are back in power. One of them is Chalom Yubamrung. He heads Thailand's powerful interior ministry. In a recent interview with journalists, he issued a chilling warning to drug dealers, saying, if you don't want to die, don't go down that path.
I've already prepared a plan, and I've been given a list of names of 10,000 drug users and sellers all over Thailand.
The government also compiled lists of suspects during its first war on drugs. People on these lists were required to report to local police stations or risk becoming outlaws. Sunai of Human Rights Watch says some of those who reported to the police were gunned down on their way home. He says it's very disturbing that the Thaksin government's practice of keeping blacklists has been revived.
And it's not just, you know, name on paper. The lists have become so sophisticated. They are presented in PowerPoint form with picture, the height and the relatives of the target. All these are put together in PowerPoint.
The Thai government maintains it will carry out the new anti-drugs campaign according to the law. But given its poor record in investigating the victims of the last war on drugs, many doubt it is able or even willing to do so. For The World, this is Orlando de Guzman, Bangkok.